Mary, fry some fish. Mama, I'm as hungry as can be. Oh, Lordy, how I wish, Mama, you could keep the baby quiet, 'cause my head's killing me. I seen my ex last night, Mama, at a dance at Miller's store. She was with that Jackie White, Mama. I killed them both, and they're buried under Jenkins' sycamore. Don't you think I'm psycho, Mama? You can pour me a cup. If you think I'm psycho, Mama, better let them lock me up. Don't hand the dog to me, Mama, I might squeeze him too tight. And I'm as nervous as can be, Mama, but let me tell you about last night. I woke up in Johnny's room, Mama, standing right by his bed, with my hands near his throat, Mama, wishing both of us was dead. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? I just killed Johnny's pup. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? You better let him lock me up. You know the little girl next door, Mama, I think her name is Betty Clark. Oh, don't tell me that she's dead, Mama. Why, I just seen her in the park. She was sitting on a bench, Mama, thinking up a game to play. Seems I was holding a wrench, Mama, then my mind walked away. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? Didn't mean to break your cup. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? Mama, Mama, why don't you get up? Say something to me, Mama. Mama, why don't you get up?
Du musst dein ganzes Denken unendlich erweitern. Dann kannst du die Prinzessin in die Lacht erheitern. Alle Farben deiner Aura leuchten voller Pracht. Weil für jede Klasse Sorge einfach weggelacht. Das ist das reinste Kinderspiel, das hätte sie nicht gedacht.
Oder wie hat ihm Leib und Mutti
left of square, I saw Fuji, but he wasn't there. He wasn't there again today, man. I wish that thing would go away.
But now he's not satisfied to do it anymore. He's got a funny habit and I don't know why. He walks around the ceiling now, I'm stepping on the flies. Baby brother, baby brother. He learned to crawl on the kitchen wall. Baby brother, just the other day, well, bless my soul, I found him swimming round in the goldfish bowl. Since nobody told him that he had an otter, he swam around for hours with his head underwater. Baby brother, baby brother, you may swim all you wish, but don't eat the fish, baby brother. But it's plain to see that he's not one of us. Now where'd we get him? I know you're going to ask it. Well, we found him on the porch in a crazy little basket. Baby brother, baby brother, though your hair is blue, we think another world of you. Baby brother, I bought my baby brother a toy balloon. He let it get away and it floated toward the moon. Instead of crying, he just climbed up on the fence. He started to flap his arms and we ain't seen him since. A baby brother, baby brother, though you're out for outer spaces, I can still see your faces. Baby brother, baby brother, baby brother.
I drink the juice, I eat the prunes, I'm on the loose, I do not shave, I live in a cave, I'm in a gypsy boots, I live in the Hollywood Hills, I got no bills or ills, I got all kinds of nature thrills, I'm in a gypsy boots, I swing up in a tree, the best in the life are free, oh nature girl is Jenny Lee, she's a cup of tea. Found the light, come out of the dark, but I go breathing in Griffith Park. The squirrels and birds are all my friends. Life and love never end. Thank you.
Love songs for idiots, that's what they sing. Love songs for idiots who believe in the magic of spring. Love songs for crazy fools who give their hearts away and believe that the world belongs to them forever and a day. I used to play love's game, now I'm wise. You'll never see me now walking round with the stars in my eyes. Look at those innocents, they're caught and they'll never get free. play a love song for those idiots, not me. Oh, the fly gets caught in the spider's web. The lamb gets led to the slaughter. The traveling salesman takes advantage of the farmer's daughter. The turkey gets caught on Thanksgiving, and the minnow gets caught on the hook, and the mink winds up on the shoulders of the girlfriend of some old schnook, and the oyster gives up his pearl so some chap can catch some chippy. And I lost my girlish laughter in the Loxy, Mississippi. And that is the way of life that I must ridicule. The way we poor mortals become dead Cupid's fools. I used to play love's game, now I am wise. I run and hide my heart when the moon shines too bright in the skies. Look at those innocents, they're caught and they'll never get free. Play a love song. Play a love song for those idiots, not me.
Mommy, Mommy, why are your hands so scaly?
Now for fans that wash dishes, that's as gruff as your voice. Use Wild Green Fendi Liquid.
You want to be free. Another is that you want to be. Thank you. clock starts to play, I can't even eat my lunch in peace. Play that funky beat. I drop everything and get out of my seat.
I just can't stop dancing.
Oh no, I just can't stop dancing.
Put this hamburger down. I don't want no mouth. I want to dance. Oh yeah, I'm sure enough grooving now, y'all. Look at me. Oh yeah.
I just can't stop dancing.
No, no. You can't make me stop.
I just can't stop dancing.
I won't stop now. I just can't stop dancing. No, no, no.
Banana and she come to say I come from Little Island down a quite away. I sail a big banana boat from Caribbee to see if I can help good neighbor policy.
See, 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 see.
I bring a song about bananas.
I bring a song about bananas.
I sing it low, I sing it high.
I
make big hit with Americanos. Singing song about bananas. I could sing about the moonlight on a very, very tropical equator. But no, I sing about bananas in the refrigerator. Chiquita banana, and she come to say bananas have to ripen in a certain way. When they are flecked with brown and have a golden hue, bananas taste the best and are the best for you. You can put them in a salad, you can put them in a pie, any way you want to eat them, it's impossible to beat them. But bananas like the climate of the very, very tropical equator. So you should never put bananas in the refrigerator.
Thank you. tell ya, I'm out on the road and I'm not going nowhere. I've been not looking for something, but I am up and I'll see the signs. Put my back on your loving, cause I wasn't thinking you're gonna burn me and leave me all broken. And loving, holding each other up, all the needs of men. We can do this if we try, try hard enough to fall in love. We can do this if we try, reach stars and heavens above.
I'm going to have to convince you that it's for real right here on this cassette.
Play the guitar. Play it again, my Johnny. Maybe you're cold. but you're so warm inside. I was always a fool for my Johnny, for the one they call Johnny Guitar. Play it again, Johnny Guitar. What if you go? What if you stay? I love you. What if you're cruel? You can be kind. I know.
I have to go home, oh, for. stations proudly present Dime Store Radio Theater. Our first installment this week, that rascally raconteur, Richard Diamond, with that singing sensation, Dick Powell himself. In this week's story, Private Eye Test.
National Broadcasting Company presents Dick Powell as Richard Diamond, Private Detective.
All right, Shamus, hand it over. Let's have it.
Have what?
I ain't got time to play games. This time you gotta believe me. This time I'm unhappy, so hand it over.
You're not making it very easy.
I'm gonna make it a lot tougher.
How much tougher can things get?
You'd be surprised. I've waited a long time for this.
Well, I guess everything comes to he who waits.
You won't have to wait anymore. You know something? I don't mind killing you at all.
Here's another exciting half hour with Richard Diamond, Private Detective, starring Dick Powell.
Diamond Detective Agency, homicide made easy. With us, it's the corpse that counts.
Oh, I just don't think I'll ever get used to it.
Hi, Helen.
Hi. What are you doing?
Right now, nothing. But I've been considering a few push-ups or something just to keep my heart going. I've been sitting behind this desk so long my blood doesn't circulate anymore. It just lies around and puddles.
Oh, Rick.
Morning, Mr. Diamond.
Oh, hold it a second, honey. Morning, Phil.
Who's Phil?
The postman.
Oh.
Special delivery for you. Return receipt on it. Stand right here.
Sure. Okay, there you are, Phil.
Okay. See you later, Mr. Diamond.
Yeah.
Rick?
Yeah, yes, dear?
Well, what is it?
Hmm?
Well, what did the postman want? Well,
he wanted to give me a letter.
Oh?
Special delivery. From the City Hall.
Oh, must be important. What does it say?
Let's see. It says, Mr. Richard Diamond, address, so on and so forth. Oh, yeah. Dear sir, you are hereby notified that under the laws of this state, you can be called. Oh, for Pete's sake.
Well, what's the matter?
Of all the rotten...
Oh, stop making noises and tell me what's wrong.
You know what this stupid letter is about?
I've been trying to find out.
I, honey, have got to report to the police commission and get examined.
Oh, Rick, have you caught something?
Dear, in this state, the commission can call in any private detective and give him a test to find out whether or not he can still qualify to keep on operating.
You mean they give you a test like in school?
You're darn right. Oh. Oh, and it says here I've got to appear today.
What if you don't?
Well, I lose the bond I had to post when I took out my license.
No, Rick, you better get right down there.
Oh, and here's something else that's real cute. Hmm? Guess where I have to take the test?
Walt's precinct. Has to be.
Yeah, aren't they the little devils? Report to Lieutenant Walter Levinson, 5th Precinct, homicide.
What time, Rick?
Time? 10 minutes ago.
Oh, bye, Rick.
It was 10 after 11 when I hung up on Helen. It was 12 after when I hit the street. The 5th Precinct was a good 10 blocks away, and I was bounding into the squad room by 11:18. Needless to say, it put a horrible strain on several unused ligaments. 4 or 5 boys in my charming profession were there ahead of me.
Well, boys, it looks like the commission's serious this time. When they start dragging in their pets, namely one Richard Diamond, you can bet the heads are going to start rolling.
What if the heads do start rolling, Romero? You got a spare.
Hey, Shamus, you're late.
Well, Sergeant Otis, you need a shave or you've been sleeping with your head on a porcupine.
I ain't got no time for your crummy jokes, Diamond. Take a seat and wait your turn.
Thank you, Otis.
By the by, you're the last on the list.
That figured.
Yeah, take a seat, Diamond. Last on the list, huh? Looks like you don't swing as much weight as you thought you did.
At least now I can understand the reason for this examination.
Oh, you can, eh?
Sure. Guys like you, Romero, would make it necessary to clean up any organization.
Oh, I take it you don't think I'm a credit to the profession, huh, Diamond?
Take it any way you like, but stick with the first guess.
Oh, what's the matter, Rick? Maybe I'm taking some of your business away, huh?
Look, Romero, the kind of business you handle would keep me buying too much disinfectant. And as long as you're asking what's wrong, I'll tell you. Two things.
Yeah?
You're a lousy detective, and you'd burn your grandmother if there was enough money in it.
Oh, okay, what's the second beef, Ricky?
You just said it. You want to talk to me, it's Mr. Diamond. You slip again, I'll put your jaw in a position so you won't forget.
Is that right?
Oh, get out of my way, Romero.
Oh, sure, Mr. Diamond.
Hey, Rick, can I see you a minute?
Yeah, by all means, see your friends and have a good talk about me.
What is it, Alan?
I just thought you might be more comfortable over here. I would have called you sooner, but I was kind of hoping you might lay one on Romero.
Oh, I'd love to bust his face up. There's just no excuse for him.
Okay, so we all got our bonds to worry about.
Relax, you got a long wait.
Okay, Diamond, it's your turn now.
Not really.
Go on in. Sorry you had to wait so long.
Thank you, Sergeant Otis. You're very kind. If I'd waited any longer, I'd have been numb. And don't ask me where.
Well, come in, Rick. Bring your slate pencil.
Yes.
Sit down, Mr. Diamond.
In a nice soft chair? Oh, I'm afraid I couldn't do that, Lieutenant. I've gotten so used to that bench outside, sort of grown to fit it, you might say.
Oh, now, Rick, I'm sorry, but there was nothing I could do about
it. Mr. Diamond, Lieutenant.
Huh? Oh, yeah, I hear you've been giving that to a lot of people lately. Otis tells me you and Pat Romero had some kind of discussion along those lines.
Why doesn't the government stick Otis out on the beach somewhere and use him for radar? Let him look for flying saucers.